it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Michael Yan. Michael Yan slash locals.com is in Panama City reporting on the Darien Gap, but not only the Darien Gap, the profound change in the migration pattern from Colombia, from South America, to the Texas-Arizona-California border over the last 2 years. Michael was first at the Darien Gap in the spring of 21. Then it was a relatively low-level organizational skill by the local indigenous Indians, the natives there. And they had some rudimentary ways of feeding people when they came out of this 60-mile-wide, extremely dangerous triple-canopy jungle called the Darien Gap. And there was a way to get money wired to you from an indigenous people village. In 22, Michael returned, and the indigenous people were still prominent because it was their ability to fetch people from the end of the trail and bring them upriver to the camp where they had access to centerfront security and could find buses north to Panama City, north to Costa Rica, onto Texas and California and Arizona. That was then. This is now. Michael, a very good evening to you. Tell me, Lajas Blancos is the new big camp. What does it look like? How big, Michael? Good evening to you.
Yeah, Lajas Blancas is definitely growing. I mean, it's been there for a while. Been there at least a couple of years since the last time. Well, I mean, I go there pretty often, but it's just growing and growing and growing every time, just as is San Vicente Camp. Lajas Blancas, if you look at the Rio Turquesa, which goes up to the village of Bajo Chiquito. Actually, if you look on Google Earth and try to find Bajo Chiquito, for some reason, it's just not there, unless they've added it recently. I mean, it's like blanked out, and there's 450 people live there, and it's still, there's no trace of it on Google Earth, which is really weird, because I'm out there pretty often. I know exactly where it's at. It looks like there's just jungle there. And so it's been blanked out. In any case, so after the aliens come through the Darien Gap, many of them emerge at Bajo Chiquito or at another place called Canamembrio on a different river. But at Bajo Chiquito, about roughly 1,000 per day are coming in, depends on the days. And then they get on these piragua dugout tree canoes, and they go downriver on the Rio Turquesa, the River Turquesa, to Lajas Blancas, which takes, solid 3 hours. Right now the river's kind of low, so it's taking about 6 or 7. And but the rainy season's about to start, should be faster, so it could get up to fastest 3 hours. And that's where they get out of this camp. And it's sort of like a third world camp in a sense. It's really nasty, but it's been growing like crazy. So that's one of the camps. And then the other camp is San Vicente. That's a much nicer camp. It's only about maybe 10 miles away from that. And that's where a lot of the Chinese go to. The Chinese are coming through with a lot more money, and they're getting more it's kind of rough to call it VIP treatment, but it's definitely better than most people are getting. But the Chinese are coming through with big money, and so they're paying to take a boat around the Darien Gap and only do about a 2-day walk through the gap through an easier part, and then they will emerge on a different river called Rio Membrio, and they come out at a village called Canam Membrio, which I was at again last week. And then they eventually make it to San Vicente Camp, and they get on buses and head up to Costa Rica.
All right, let's stay at Lajas Blancos, because that's where a great number are going. You tell me there are trailers there. What do they look like?
There's actually tents and trailers and old buildings at Lajas Blancos. The new trailers that they're putting in, especially at San Vicente, and some at Lajas Blancas, they're like sort of the trailers that our soldiers would live in over in Iraq and Afghanistan, where I spent 4 years. But I mean big trailers, not the small trailers for two guys, but they fit 120 beds. The ones at San Vicente and Lajas Blancas will fit 120 beds. But again, at Lajas Blancas, there's actually some tents and not enough trailer space. So there's people sleeping on the ground and that sort of thing, and these old buildings and whatnot. But San Vicente.
Which is larger, Los Blancos or San Vicente? Which is the bigger camp?
Los Blancos. San Vicente is like the show camp. That's your show house, so to speak, because it's right on Highway 1. So if you want to take people down that are, you know, donating money, because this is a big, huge money scam, of course. But if the Panamanians don't like it, they don't like this at all. They don't want to be part of it, but they're caught in the middle. And so the Panamanians are crystal clear. They don't want this. When Mayorkas came down a couple of weeks ago,
this
I was there.
Secretary of Homeland Security. Go ahead.
That's right. And he, you know, I was there in April of last year as well, and he came April of this year. So he came in April of 2022 and 2023. I was there both times. He's been expanding the camps. But when they go to San Vicente camp, they take the VIPs on a tour. They take them to San Vicente. San Vicente is very nice. That's the nicest camp. It's super clean. It's like, you know, looks super organized, and it is. And but then, you know, the slum camp is the one further out in the jungle, Los Blancos. That's the one they don't take people to. And so, yeah, the San Vicente camp is right next to
trailers are new. Where do they come from? Who is sending those trailers in? Who's paying for them? Do we know?
I don't know who's paying, and I keep asking this, that, and the other. I mean, IOM is obviously a part, and UN is a part. Now, Mayorkas has been crystal clear that we're putting in millions of dollars. For instance, when he just came, he said that he mentioned in a meeting that the United States put $18 million last year into Panamanian operations. Now, the Panamanian government said they only got $1 million of that. So where did the other $17 million go? And the Panamanian government said they spent $8 million from Panamanian tax money on food for the migrants. Now, keep in mind, a couple of years ago, very little money was spent by anybody on the migrants. The migrants were mostly feeding themselves. There was some food paid for by the outside. But now this has become a real, like, sort of a Disney World. It's a magic carpet ride. I mean, to go through Colombia and go through the Darien Gap is getting easier and easier, and it's facilitated by these incredible maps with details, over 80 different locations where you can get, you know, food or medical help or whatever.
We'll speak of the maps in a moment. I want to stay at the camps. Your understanding then is that the camps are growing, and are the center front, the Costa Rica, the Panamanian authorities, are they in charge of both camps? Do they provide security for both camps?
They provide security. Center Front's very professional, by the way. I, you know, deal with them constantly and super professional. In fact, sometimes I ask them to go with me to be like impromptu security. I'm like, hey, you don't mind sticking with me, do you? Because it can be a little dangerous talking with some of these migrants, especially some of the Chinese are very aggressive, super aggressive, and some of the Haitians as well. But the Chinese are extraordinarily aggressive, like twice in the last last week, two different times, Chinese migrants threatened Misako Ganaha, physically threatened her.
But the center front, they don't threaten center front. So center front is the security in both camps, and people are coming out of the jungle, and center front is in charge, and there's no violence to your knowledge. Is that correct?
There has been violence. It's not that common. I mean, it's not like there's riots. They are concerned. Center Front has been crystal clear that they're, you know, sometimes the aliens get, you know, sort of, they get, you know, the whole group can get a little hostile for this, that, or the other reason, like, you know, getting stuck out in the jungle for long periods of time due to, the boats aren't running as well as they should or something like that. And the center front's very afraid they can get overrun, which they can obviously be overrun. So, yeah, the center front is outnumbered out there. And this is a problem that the center front is having. They only have so many people. And there's drug cartels operating here. So while they're babysitting the migrants, the aliens, the drug business is just booming. And it's infecting, you know, this country as well. Panamanians are doing the drugs, and so the center front should be focused on the drugs, and now they got to babysit because the United States is invading ourselves.
Is anyone to you, to center front, is it speaking to how big these camps will grow? Are they given information about what happens next?
Yeah, you saw the announcements after Mayorkas' latest visit that they're going to shut down this route between Colombia and Panama. That's complete nonsense. They are clearly clearing more land. And center front has been crystal clear, and others have been. I can see it with my eyes. I don't even need to be told. For instance, some of those photos I sent you of the beds in that new trailer, they still had plastic on them. I mean, they're clearing more land to make the camps bigger right now. So they're clearly making this more industrialized. You know, the flow is much smoother than it's ever been, which means you can do more throughput through less camp anyway. But they're clearly, it looks to me like doubling again the size of San Vicente. It's already more than doubled since last April. And this is April, of course, of 2023. And it looks like they're getting ready to double again. I'm just looking at the land they've cleared.
The indigenous people, are they participating in this doubling, in this growing of camps? They were making money. Are they still making money on this?
Oh yeah, they're making money. I mean, that's a two-sided coin for them. There's one side they don't want the migrants there because, you know, people are getting sick. Actually, recently, three of the people I've taken down got extremely sick. One of them is sick right now. But the migrants have told me sometimes their children are getting sick from the migrants coming through. I'm sorry, the Indians have said sometimes they're getting sick from the migrants coming through, and. Yeah, it's quite dangerous. I mean, so of the last trips that we've done, three of our people got sick, and one center front that we know got very sick. In fact, one of my friends right now, we were just talking this morning, he's extremely sick. He said just moving his eyeballs hurts right now. So what's causing this, right?
I don't know. Michael, the camps are growing. Center front is providing security. The buses are rolling. People are coming through 1,200 a day. There is the statement that they're going to stop this or shut it down, but you see no evidence of that. So what we're looking at is an organized migration through Panama to the American border, and that's what we're going to address next because Michael Yon has provided me a pamphlet in English, but the way it's made, you can get any language by showing your phone. Everybody's presumed to have an iPhone, no matter where you come from in the world, shining your phone on a QR code. So when we come back, this document is everything you need to know as if you're on holiday, traveling from Africa or Asia or the Caribbean or South America to America, including what you should say and what you should do when you reach the American border. Michael Yon at MichaelYon.locals.com. I'm John Batchelor, the Friends of History Debating Society.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.